Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The U.S. delegation will be heading to Egypt today in talks after Hamas leadership said that they accept some but not all of President Trump's proposed peace deal. Israel stopping the bombing of Gaza, as Mr. Trump asked, hoping for the best. Groups trying to get food and other aid into Gaza amid reports of starvation. Antoine Renard of the World Food Program.
Making sure that they can actually restore a bit some of their basics. Access to food, access to health, access to, you know, purely even a simple tent.
A loud and rowdy but not violent protest in Chicago against a surge of immigration police today is over. Law enforcers firing what looked like canisters of tear gas. Homeland Security says immigration police were boxed in by 10 vehicles during an operation today. Officers fired shots and injured one woman. Illinois Governor Pritzker says Homeland Security requested federalized National Guard members to protect ICE agents. This is ABC News. New info about the Iraq war veteran who police say opened fire inside a Mormon church last Sunday in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Thomas Sanford, who was shot dead by police. ABC's Olivia Rubin.
Authorities are still investigating here and have not released any information on what that motive may have been. But people who knew this alleged gunman telling ABC he had contempt from his time dating a Mormon woman and also had issues with drugs.
Four people were killed, eight others injured in the attack at the church. Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers are speaking out about the basis on which they'll appeal his 4 years and 2 months prison sentence, announced by a federal judge in New York yesterday.
The jury's verdict was resoundingly clear. There was no sex trafficking. There was no racketeering. Everything was consensual. Everything was adult, which is why he was convicted only of the prostitution offense.
Combs' attorney, Mark Agnifilo. There was also a $500,000 fine. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at shopturtleisland.com.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
That is Don't Wait by the Periodicals. And before that, starting the double dip was
Mile Wide Smile.
I had to think about that. I was like, say that really quickly.
Yeah, Mile Wide Smile. It's hard to say.
That's a tough one. It was. Mm-hmm. It's hard to read, too. My name is Rocker, here with Jane. The Periodicals, yellow. Where are they playing, Jane?
They're going to be at the Crystal Corner on October 18th with Radish and Moonbot.
Radish and Moonbot. We got to get some music from Radish and Moonbot because I don't believe we have any of that. But we definitely have the Periodicals, one of my favorite East Side bands. They are so fun. We still have lots of stuff coming up today. We'd like to thank Dr. Scott Bond. He was talking about serial killers. That was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's probably the craziest interview we've ever had on Max Inc. Radio. I was thoroughly entertained.
Wow, that was so fun. It made me remember, you know, back in the early 90s when we were young and working with old video equipment. You know, video equipment was just starting to kind of make a new leap for people at home, and we were making mm-hmm. movies. So me and my friend, who's actually my guitar player in Iron Plow, we drove up to northern Wisconsin, and we went and visited Ed Gein's grave, and we made this movie called A Day at Ed Gein's Grave.
Wow.
And I don't know if you know, but they took so many people used to go up there to the cemetery and visit his gravesite that they actually moved it, right? But he was buried just like 25 feet from some of the graves that he had actually robbed.
Oh my goodness.
And when we got there, it was kind of winter, so it was close to Christmas, and somebody had hung a Christmas sock. What do you call it?
A stocking?
A Christmas stocking. And it was so funny because, like, people just go there all the time. So, yeah, pretty mm-hmm. cool. We'd love to hear that stuff. Also, we have coming up Tony Castaneda. He's here right now. He's hanging out in the green room. We'll have him on. We'll be talking about his Latin jazz band.
He's just grabbing a cupcake right now.
He's grabbing a cupcake. Alice made cupcakes. Yep. They are killer.
Mm-hmm. So they're very rich cupcakes. I love them.
We're having fun here at Max Inc. Radio tonight. And then live from the Mad City, Horace Green. They're out there on the streets of Madison. They'll be in here 8 to 9 p.m. playing live, and we're going to be talking to them. They sound awesome. Full band, full drum set. It's going to rock. We also have new music. Well, we heard Madison Uphoff, Shikari Desjardins. We're going to hear some from last week.
Yeah, Madison Uphoff, I finally found out where she's going to be.
Oh, where is
she? She's going to be at Art House 360 on October 23rd.
That is right, out there in Verona.
Yeah, as part of, there's a kind of a new artist initiative. Yeah, Art House 360's Rising Artist Series. I think that's what she's doing.
That's right. We had on the director of the Art House 360 not very long ago. In fact, mm-hmm. you can go check out that podcast. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, or civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. Right now, let's see. Oh, Shikari
Desjardins.
It's coming up right now. Sugar Daddy, this is the song. You know, she played this song last week.
Yeah, this was the first one she did last week.
The first one she did last week. And this is just an incredible song. And people are loving it. Let's just check this out. Shikari Desjardins, Sugar Daddy. You can find it. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
$5 left to my name. Sitting, struggling, wondering what to do. I don't know how to do anything illegal yet. On my mind all the time, what am I gonna do? To alternate reality, my mind goes in hopes of a man might who be my sugar daddy. I'll be quainty dainty, put my napkin across my lap. All of you. like a dad. Let my feline incline. How can I when I always have to provide? It gets hard for a single parent. Baby gets sick, can't go to daycare, can't go to daycare. Gotta miss work, miss work, get a strike. Another strike could lose your life. Can't afford to really survive unless somebody in on your circumstances tell you're pushing on, keep keeping on. What if I'm folding under pressure? Having depression. Stay pretty, smell so good, you'll want to eat me alive. If you provide, pay for everything, I'll be sure to have a clean home, settle children, dinner hot and ready by five. Let my in touch, and only in
Automatic Lover. That is Helena. And wow, is that a fun song or what?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of Latin bands. We're going to be talking to Tony Castaneda in a minute about that. But right now you can see Automatic Lover. They're going to be at the Burr Oak over on Winnebago on the east side on October 9th. So that's going to be coming up.
That's 5 days from now.
That's five days. You got to wait five whole days to go dance your butt off, because that's what that music really makes you groove. And it's just an all-star band. Little Earthquakes guys together with Joey B. Banks is on drums now.
B. Banks is doing everything.
Oh, he's the hardest working drummer in Madison, I think. I don't think that there's been.
Not you?
No. Not even close. Joey has to be in probably, you know, six or seven bands almost full time that play. It's very rare to find him on a Saturday night. Coming up, we have Tony Castaneda. We'll be talking Latin music with him, Latin jazz to be specific, live from the Mad City, Horace Green. They are back in the studio right now. They are waiting to go on for Live from the Mad City, 8 to 9 p.m. And wow. Lots of good stuff. I think we still have some ghost particles coming up. In fact, that's coming up right now, isn't it?
Yeah, right after this.
Wow. Well, you know, a good friend of mine, Dave Benton, he was also in the Rousers, the Water Dogs, Spooner, Mad City Music Owner from 1986 to 2007. Unfortunately, he passed away last Saturday night.
Yeah.
And he has a legacy. He was part of Boat Records. He was part of putting out so many albums in the Madison area and, you know, surrounding area, even some nationals. What he did, just a legacy. Let's listen to a little Ghost Particles right now. This song is called
Oblivious,
and it features Beth Kelly. Right now, Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
I was riding my horses, missed your cues. I missed the mile where we turned back home. I need your currency, I need it alone. The sun was joking, the wind was foul. The pipes were broken, I don't know how. The way you reached across and touched my hand, like a soldier from a foreign land. Someday we'll be together. We'll hold the cards and deal the weather. I see you on the edge of fading light tonight. Standing in the fields we travel, every thread we held unravel. Look to the stars across the sky. But the man in closed his eyes, he was oblivious. He was oblivious. It's up to you and it's up to me. In all the things that we believe, in what we want or think we need, to find this time. But dreams alone, you see, everyone who's sailing free or floating on this cruel sea, how could I miss you and then miss me? Someday we'll be together, we'll hold the cards and deal the weather. I see you on the edge of fading light. Every thread we held unravel. Look to the stars across the sky. But the man in the moon never heard our sighs. I was oblivious. 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 I was oblivious.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Green and Gold Football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio. It's 7:30 and it looks like we've got another freaky Saturday, as you might say, because I'm here in the studio and Rocker's sitting where I'd normally sit. It's a very funny picture.
Banished into the control room once again. It's fun back here. I like being behind the glass.
Yeah, behind the glass, as you should be. And I'm here with Tony Castaneda, and he's been a fixture of the Madison music and activism scene for more than 20 years. A former radio host and social justice activist, Tony is the percussionist and frontman of the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Band, who has been getting Madison in a jazzy mood since 1998. Tony is here with us in the studio to talk about his current musical ventures, his weekly residency at the Carnal Bar, and upcoming projects. Tony, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Thank you very much for having me. This is a beautiful place. I can't believe how nice it looks up here. It's so cool looking over State Street on a Saturday night, all this stuff going on, you know, it's totally cool. I just wanted to correct you on a couple of things. I am still a radio programmer.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I do. Neat. The Thursday Buzz on WORT Radio, which is a sister kind of radio of this place.
Okay.
I've been playing Latin jazz since 1977, 78, actually. We had another band, it was called Olmeca, that started in the late 70s. We did Latin jazz rock. We were the Madison's first Latin music band, Latin jazz rock band. It goes way back. You didn't know that, though.
No, that's way before my time.
Way before your time, Jade.
All right.
But anyhow. Yeah.
Yeah, you're still the premier Latin jazz guy here today. So we just heard a little.
I'm the only one. So
we just heard a little clip from that song "Volando Alto,"
yes,
which I know from my very rusty Spanish, like means flying high. Were you in that kind of state when you were writing that?
Well, no, I mean just spiritually, maybe as we were making that. That was from, and it's interesting that you guys were playing that because that was actually our last recording that we did, and we just forgot to do another one after that. Until now. But that was like 2007. That's from our album Mambo or Muerte. Mm-hmm. And that's available on Bandcamp, if Bandcamp still exists.
Oh, yeah, it still it exists. That's how I got that.
All right, cool. Good job.
Okay.
well, at least it's not on MySpace.
Yeah. Anyway. So anyway.
We didn't close our MySpace yet.
Yeah. My first question for you. Yes. How did you first get involved in music and discover jazz?
Well, when I was a youth, like a kid growing up in Racine, Wisconsin, my uncle, Nacio, was a talented musician, and he played in he was a member of some big Mexican music and Latin music orchestras, and this was in the 50s and 60s. So when I was a kid in about fifth grade, I had two older brothers. I got some younger ones too. But he always wanted to get us into music and playing. And one of my brothers tried drums, didn't stick with it. Another brother, I think, tried trumpet and didn't stick with it. And when he got to me, he got me my first trumpet. So I dug it. I was into it. And yeah. I was playing. I was in a marching band, but I was also like in an orchestra type thing. Mm-hmm. And that's when I personally started playing music. It was trumpet was my instrument. The exposure to Latin music, though, came way back then when I was a youth because my uncle's band would rehearse in the basement of my aunt's house mm-hmm. as we were kids going over there. And we'd always, you know, look through the go down the basement, look through the door that we'd get yelled at and whatever. And, mm-hmm. So that was my first exposure. I had an older brother who turned me into jazz, though, mm-hmm. later when I was a little bit older. And, one of the first jazz albums, if you will, I listened to was Cal Jader.
Yeah, Cal Jader.
Yes, Cal Jader.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on your Cardinal Bar shows.
Yes, you're right.
We'll get to that in a minute. Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, why did you eventually stick with drums?
You mean congas, hand percussion.
Yes.
I don't know. I just started playing. I had one at the house, you know, and of course Santana was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And also was starting to listen when I was in high school to Eddie Palmieri and, of course, Cal Jader and that type stuff. So I had a congo, beat up conga, and I would just play along to that stuff, really. So, mm-hmm. But I really didn't start playing in a band until I moved to Madison.
Okay. Yeah, let's get to know some of the other members of the Tony Castaneda Jazz Band. There's one of them, when you see him, you can't miss him. He just sticks out right away. Tell us about your sax player and your main songwriter, Anders Fano.
Anders Fano.
Yeah, Anders Fano, yeah.
Anders. Mm-hmm. He joined the band. Our current band, we started in 1998. We formed at the Cardinal Bar. It was was cigar night, as a matter of fact. And Sunday nights, Ricardo, the owner, Ricardo Gonzalez, asked us, you know, to come and play every Sunday, which we did. And it was just a trio at the time. It was Dave Stoller, myself, and the famous bass player, Dennis Oliver, at the time, who unfortunately got ill and he passed on. We took on Henry Boehm at that time, and Henry Boehm knew Henry Anders through another band, Tomato Box or something, and they were playing like avant-garde out there jazz type stuff. So that's how Anders got introduced to the band. On that album, he composed most of the songs, actually, on that mm-hmm. one. But he's a prolific writer and player, as everybody in the band is. But Anders he played with Roscoe Mitchell and a lot of these jazz guys, real jazz guys. So mm-hmm. Yeah, but the rest of the band, we've kind of gone through a couple of changes, though, throughout the years. Yeah. Dave Stoller, of course, is still with the band. He's our keyboard player, and he's the last original member besides myself. Mm-hmm. Because our good friend Henny Baim, who played bass with us for a long time, just left the band not too long ago, several months ago. Just had too many other things going on. Then we started playing with guitarist Luca Padnow also. And Arno Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we like to give the drummer some. Like, tell us about your timbali player.
All right, Arno Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. I met Arno, though, back in the 70s. He was the founder of the band Omeka, which I was in at mm-hmm. that time. And we were Madison's first Latin band of all, you know, that was playing around. We'd play at the Union and at clubs and stuff, but we were the first ones that were actually, you know, played Latin jazz and Afro-Cuban music, you know, with congas and percussion mm-hmm. and timbales. Arno formed that band. Then he left for a while. I was in San Francisco for a good 40 years or so, and he came back maybe 10 years ago or so. And the first thing I did is I said, well, Arno, you're in our band playing timbales. Mm-hmm. We needed a timbale player. So, so Arno's in the band. And now Brad Townsend is our bass player. And, so it's like Luca, Padnow, guitar, Dave Stoller, keyboards, Anders Fano, sax, Arno Gonzalez on timbales, mm-hmm. and Brad Townsend on bass, and I play hand percussion, congas, mm-hmm. bongos, whatever. Are we running out of time?
No, Tony, I wanted to know, you know, your Latin jazz bands, they've been performing nonstop for more than 2 decades, probably like 3 decades. Tell us about starting the band, or just tell us about, like, really, you've been the constant over the years. Like, what's your band leader's secret to longevity musically?
I think a lot of it is finding people, because they all played with me for a long time. Anders, Henry, Dave, you know, we like each other for the most part. And we go out and we can talk. We're all agreeable on a lot of things. Politics is very important. But our musical tastes, I guess our sense of humor, and it's just a matter of, like, trusting your guys and you know, everybody gets to contribute and you got to be open. But yeah, it's, you know, we all know bands that go through change ups. Yeah. I love that my guys have stuck with me all this time, because it's a matter of trust, but it's also a matter of love, you know, for each other and caring, and we're involved with each other's families. And, you know, after these almost 30 years of being together, we've grown up together. So that's it.
Speaking of performing, like, a little red bird told me that your band plays a free show every Thursday night at the Cardinal Bar.
That's true. And that's another thing that helps, I think, keeping a band together is in 1998, we started a regular residency every Sunday night at the Cardinal Bar, which is at 418 East Wilson Street, downtown Madison. And we did that for like 12 to 15 years. I say that because there were some periods when we didn't do it, and there was different management changes and things like that. And that's good, because you just playing together every week. For one thing, you don't have to rehearse that much, rocker. I hate rehearsing, man, really. You know,
learn a new song during the gig.
We do, exactly, and that's how we would do it. Somebody would bring a chart, or somebody would say, hey, you guys, check this out. They drop it on, you know, listen to this song. I'll bring the chart on Sunday. Or sometimes they're just like, hey, do you know this song? Fortunately, a lot of the guys did know songs, but even new stuff and original stuff, we just try it. And, you know, after a couple of weeks, you got the song down. And being jazz, we're able to improvise and to, everything does not have to be note for note, thank God, or in the same tempo all the time, or hopefully it's in the same key, but sometimes who knows? that helps. It always helps to have a regular gig, and we're happy for that. That's when we started at the Cardinal. But then when the Cardinal Bar reopened after 4 years of being closed, they asked us, you know, on that first week, they were like, well, we want you to do a residency again here every Thursday. And we're like, well, mm-hmm. heck yeah, we'll love it. It's good. You know?
And I've heard you have a new album in the works.
Well, yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we've recorded about five tracks down at Audio for the Arts with our good friend Buzz. Y'all know
Buzz.
Yeah,
we know Buzz. Oh, yeah. We know him.
Y'all know Buzz. And he's engineering it, which is good. And we got some more things that we're going to lay down. It's a mixed combination of some covers, but also some original stuff, too. So
great. Okay, so how can we keep up with the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Band online?
I think we have a website.
Yeah, I think you do have a website, too.
Okay. We're not too good at keeping it up. We need somebody to do that for us. Or maybe we should. I don't know. We do have a website. It's www.TonyCastaneda.com/LatinJazz. And you can go there. We do have a Facebook site, too, which we don't update either.
And you guys are on Bandcamp.
And we're on Bandcamp, which the funny thing is we got... We lost the password. I had one of my sons set up the thing. He's in Dallas, and we can't find the password. So there's millions of dollars in our Bandcamp account, maybe. I doubt it, but one of these days we'll find that password and we'll be able to access whatever. But yeah, you can go there and look us up in our new album. It's going to be called 5 Minutes to Now.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep an eye out for that.
That'll be coming out. So
yeah, Tony, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and chat with us on MaxSync Radio. We really appreciate it.
Okay, can I make one announcement real quick, both of you guys?
Sure.
You're in charge now because you're at the...
Sure. Right. Announcement.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you mentioned the Dave Benton thing, and Dave was a very sweet guy, and we all knew him in the Madison community if you've been around it for a long time. So they're having a little commemoration for him again Monday, October 13th at Tenney Park in the Pavilion from 3 to 7. However, Paul Black, who was also a great musician around here, he passed about a month and a half ago or so, and we've been organizing a tribute to him. And we before Dave even passed on, we had something planned for the Crystal Corner Bar on the same day, Monday, October 13th. But ours starts at 7, where there's going to be some tributes to him, spoken word tributes. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a big blues jam starting about 8:30 with some of the Madison's greatest, Paul Flipowitz, Andy Ewan, Mel Ford, Tony Kanan, Karen Heim, all these people, Frankie Lee, a bunch of musicians are going to come, and we're going to play a musical tribute to Paul Black, same day as Dave's thing, Monday, October 13th, from 7 o'clock till who knows how late, at the Crystal Corner Bar, of course. So, hey, thanks a lot for having me down here, guys.
We got one more little clip that we're going to play.
All right.
It's from your track, I'm 4EP.
This is for Eddie Palmieri. We've had the opportunity to open up for some of the great Grammy-winning and play with them. People like Jerry Gonzalez, Poncho Sanchez, we open up for Eddie Palmieri. We open up for, it's been an honor to go to be able to play and open up for these guys. So these guys are a classic. So this one is for EP. This is an Andres Fano tune. It's for Eddie Palmieri. Thank you very much.
Yeah, for EP. You're listening to MaxSync Radio. We are local music. Thank you.
Lefty Phillips, that is brand new Paul Filipowicz. Of course, Paul Filipowicz is a Chicago Hall of Fame inducted musician who lives right here in Wisconsin from Jefferson, and he's obviously played this area for more than 40 years, I think. Paul Filipowicz, total legendary blues guy right here in Madison. That's his brand new album, Breakwater, and I believe we just played it before You Can Get It out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be released coming up this month, and you can get CDs, and I know that he's going to be playing a ton of shows coming up, but I thought we'd preview this. We'll preview another brand new song next week from Paul Filipowicz, his brand new album, Breakout.
Yeah, he's going to be at the Nice Ash Cigar Bar.
In Waukesha.
In Waukesha on the 24th, yes.
Oh, yeah,
that's the next event I could find.
Well, I'm sure he'll be back in Madison soon, so we'll keep you posted about that. We still have plenty of stuff coming up. Of course, live from the Mad City, we have Horace Green. They are in the studio. They're getting ready just around the corner. Foo Foo Dolls, you know, they have a singer. His name is Taylor Sherrick. And we've been playing his song, Music is Family, and all kinds of stuff. And he plays with Foo Foo Dolls. When are Foo Foo Dolls coming up? They have a show, don't they?
Yeah, Foo Foo Dolls.
They're a 90s cover band.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Boulevard on October 18th.
October 18th at the Boulevard.
Taylor
Sherrick. And he's going to be playing with the Foo Foo Dolls. But right now, let's hear a solo song from him. This is pretty new still. It's called Out to Play. Taylor Sherrick, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The clouds start to clear and it's all that we can think about. The sun's coming out and now the time to play is almost here. Isolating feels like fading deep into a hole. I feel an energy I haven't felt in ages, because we all were trapped inside our dirty cages. Now I'm coming out to play. Now we're coming out to play. I wake up one day and open up my eyes. I can't believe what I see. I crack a smile. I wake up one day and see this head die. Now I'm coming out to play. Now we're coming out to play. It feels so good to be reunited with love again. Here's to all the loved ones that call my family and my friends. Celebrating, feeling the rays of light that hit my soul. I feel an energy I haven't felt in ages, because we all were trapped inside a dirty cage.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill. Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's attempt to federalize and deploy the Oregon National Guard to Portland. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek in a statement says the truth has prevailed, adding there is no insurrection or threat to national security, no fires, no bombs, no fatalities due to civil unrest in Portland. Homeland Security requested 300 federalized National Guard to help protect ICE agents in Illinois, says Governor Pritzker. Police broke up a protest in Chicago against a surge of immigration police by firing what looked like tear gas. A U.S. delegation heads to Egypt for talks after Hamas leadership said they accept some but not all of President Trump's proposed peace deal. Israel stopped the bombing of Gaza, as Mr. Trump asked. The U.S. president telling Hamas to accept the deal now or all bets are off. During the continuing federal government shutdown, many government workers are furloughed. This is ABC News. The fraternity